So we learned this week that the Scots pine has been selected as Scotland's national tree. You can find it, of course, standing proud on the hillsides across the country and, in fact, across much of the rest of the world. But you'll also find bits of Scots pines, pickled and preserved, in the herbarium at the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh. But don't think of the archives there as a dead or dusty place. In fact, as Hugh Williams has been finding out, it's a place that's at the forefront of the hunt for new species that have never before been recognised or described.
So this is the oldest specimen that we have in the herbarium, collected in 1697 by Alexander Brown in the Cape of Good Hope.
Dr. Elspeth Haston, Deputy Curator of the Royal Botanic Gardens Herbarium, showed me some of their most precious possessions.
And this specimen here was collected by Charles Darwin on his voyages on the Beagle.
Dr. Haston says herbariums, effectively libraries of preserved plants, were derived from theology but led to what we'd recognise today as real science.
People were starting to study the natural world, partly through wanting to understand the world that they felt that God had created, and they wanted to record and classify some of that work. And to do so, they had to create specimens to keep a record of what they were finding and discovering. And these specimens were kept, they were dried and pressed and kept in herbaria. And these were acted as a record that people could then go back to and continue to study.
Think plant collector and you probably imagine an intrepid explorer somewhere like the jungles of Borneo. But sometimes discovering new plants means coming back to the herbarium and giving a name to something that's never been named before. There are around 3 million plants in the herbarium here, and they're adding to that collection at the rate of 30,000 new specimens every year.
Latest studies are suggesting that about half of all flowering plants that are still to be discovered have already been collected, and they're sitting in cabinets in herbaria around the world waiting for the scientists to come and look at them and describe them as new species.
So what sort of numbers of never before recorded by science plants have you got in this collection?
New species, current estimates, back of the envelope estimates, suggest that maybe we've got about 3,000 new species already in the cabinets.
This is a very recent rediscovery. We thought this plant had been extinct for the past 200 years. It was originally described by a botanist from Aberdeen, William Jack, in 1822. We had an expedition and rediscovered this thing.
Dr. Mark Hughes is about to go on a plant hunting expedition to Taiwan.
This is another new discovery, new to science, and we're going to call it Begonia lilliputana. It's the first time it has a name.
But what do botanists do if they think they found something new to science, whether it's in the field or in the files? Dr. Hughes again.
If they see something they think is new, then we'll start investigating it deeper, going back through literature over the past 250 years to see what's been described in that plant family group, and also looking at the rest of the collections, getting other herbaria to send us collections as well, so we get a really good idea of what we're looking at in terms of the diversity of the particular group of plants we're looking at. And only then, when you've done all that detective work, can you figure out, yes, I think this is a new species, and then you can go ahead and publish it.
Give me an idea then of the extent of new discoveries, either from plants that are found in the wild or even things that are already in the collections here.
Well, on average, we describe about one new species per week.
Now, Dr. Elspeth Haston says the herbarium started a project to digitise its specimens and share the images online so botanists around the world can help them work out what they've got and identify new species.
We have a lot of visitors from all around the world, scientists coming here to work with the collections. We also send specimens out on loan around the world to people who can't come. But in addition to that, we're trying to get the specimens imaged and databased and available online for botanists around the world to work with them.
It's estimated there are around 250,000 known flowering plants in the world, with perhaps another 40,000 still to be discovered and described. But as well as those still waiting in the wild, there's treasure to be found in the archives.
Hugh Williams reporting there. Brings the time to 6:45.